V'sagra, if you want to tell me now, Maimer le'beishamai k'ni kinyigomer, if Beishamai holds it a Maimer, is it kinyigomer? So the Poshet Eitzah then, Zeh yasa Maimer v'yikna, V'zeh yasa Maimer v'yikna. When the two sisters fall to two brothers, you know what the Eitzah is? Let one brother make Maimer with one, and to make Maimer, there's no issi, not living with her. So make Maimer. She becomes your wife right now. So since she's your wife, the second one is finished. She's had nothing to do with you. Let the second brother also make Maimer. V'yikna. So, yeah. So that's a Rai, you're not Kainer Kinyan Gomer. That she's not your wife completely. Fred, the Gemara, the same Kasha, but what then is it? Ela my doicha d'chi gemura. But it's still a Kasha. You're telling me, though, when you make Maimer with one sister, the second sister doesn't fall to you leave him anymore. You can push her away. So if so, do the same thing here also now. Again, when two sisters fall to two brothers, why isn't there an eighth lakatchila? Let one brother make a Maimer and one sister. Just make Maimer means give her kesef, give her the money to Mekadesha. There's no Isser in that. There's only an Isser in living with her. But make the kesef of Kedushin. Now that she's your wife, you push off the second sister. So now you should be able to mamish live with her. And the second brother, the same thing. Let the second brother also make Maimer and the second sister and push away the first sister. Ela, what do you have to say? That Maimer de Teira Dochi. When does a Maimer do this according to Beishamai? If it was only one sister felt you first, that if you wanted to, you could have married her. You could have been Miyabim her. Like one brother died, that's all. So the first sister is mutter to you. In a case where if you wanted to, you could have been Miyabim her, and instead you make Maimer, that helps. Maimer, that Teira, that's Dochi. That gives you a kinyan in her that the second sister does not fall to you. But the Isura, in the case here, that two brothers died, two sisters fall to you. Now, to be Miyavim, either one of them is also to you. So even if you make Maimer with one of them, I tell you, Leidochi, it doesn't help you. Making Maimer be Yisra doesn't push off the second sister. See, so I'll tell you the same story here also, there's no proof anymore. Hochinami, Maimer, Afilu Laman Diyama Kaina Kinyagomi, if you want to tell me Maimer, maybe it's Mamash Kinyagomer. Maybe according to Beishamai, when you make Maimer, she's your wife 100%. And all you have to do now is just give her a get. I ask the kasha for this mission. I'll tell you though, Maimer de Teira Koni. When do we say Maimer does this if it's done by Teira? But the Isura in this case with two sisters, where the two brothers died, and both sisters fall to you, so now to you to make Yibim either one of them is awesome. So such a Maimer is also maybe like Koni. So if we don't have any proof what Beishamai is din, it could be Maimer according to Beishamai is Mamish Kainer Kinyan Gomer, and it could be not like we're saying, it's not really your wife, it's only enough to push off the other one. Navashi Mashni Hochi, Ramur Ablaza, Leitema Maimer LeBeishamai Dacha Dachi Gemura, but Sarasa Chalitza Namle Boy. Alright, we'll stop here.
When was Maimer you?
You're holding that chuf tesam base. Yeah, we're in the middle of Shiloh, according to Beishamai, that Maimer is kaina. How far does Maimer really go? It's doicha the tzara. How far away is it really doicha the tzara? So my first wanted to say, that Amar Avashi loit, Amar Avashi, five lines down. Amar Avashi loit teima Maimer le Beishamai, dochi dechi gemura. Don't say that according to Beishamai, Maimer helps like 100%. V'tzarosa chalitza nami leiboy. You don't even have to have chalitza. Again, your brother died, and he had two wives. And the Yavim now, the brother that's alive, made Maimer in one of them. So don't say, according to Beishamai, it's 100% like you miyavim her, and the other one goes out free. That's not pshat. Ela doicho mishayihu. It pushes off, like in the case where you want two sisters to fall to liyibum. Two sisters do not fall, because since you made Maimer in one, the second one does not fall to you. It's a Meshayer, but I call upon him, you're not Kaina Kinyan Gomer, and therefore Avadi, you still have to either make Yibum, or else give a Chalitza and a get. Omer Avavin says, Afa na na mitanina. We also learned like this. That Beishamai, Yerim Beishamai says, Yikaimu. Your Beishamai says, you're allowed to stay married to them. In the case where the two sisters fell to the two brothers, is Yikaimu, Miyabim, you can stay married. For the Mori, he says, Diyak Yikaimu in. That means if they did it already, they could stay. But lechatchila, there's no way to marry them, to be miyabim them. Again, where two sisters fell to two brothers. In other words, first there were four brothers. Two brothers married two sisters, and those two brothers died. So now the two sisters fall to the next two brothers. So the Mishnah says before that lechatchila is no eitzah. Lechatchila, if you want to ask us what to do, we'll tell you for sure you have to give chalitza to both of them and not be miyabim. The question is why? If you want to tell me that maimer according to Beis Shammai pushes off completely, if so, according to Beis Shammai, there should be an eitzah. Let one brother go to one sister and give maimer to her. By giving her maimer, he's mekudesh to her midiraisa. So the other one now is your wife's sister. She's an erevah to you. There's no mitzvah yibum. Let the other brother go to the other sister, the same thing. So lechatchila, let them both make maimer one and one, and then they can be miyabim them. So why does it say halacha? Why does it say they v'dafka have to give chalitza? So Mor says v'yela. So that's a riot to say the what? That maimer is not a koine kinyan gomer. It's only doicha, but it's not koine completely. So Mor says no. Here it's still shver. V'yela ho ketoni. That's mamash our case. That Beis Shammai says in a case where two sisters are falling to you, and you make maimer in one. Now it's again, first one brother died, and the other brother was miyabim his wife. So you miyabim one sister. Then the second brother died, married to the other sister. So Beis Shammai says in the Mishnah, there's no mitzvah zikah, there's no yibum to the second sister. Because since you made maimer in the first one is your wife and not the second one. So who are you see that maimer is koine kinyan gomer? So Mar says, Ela yivoma, so Terence is like this. So who is a stira then? According to Beis Shammai, if it's not koine kinyan gomer, so why in our Mishnah does Beis Shammai say, if you make maimer first in one sister, then when the second sister falls, she doesn't fall to you liyibim. She's called your wife's sister. Why? You only made maimer. So Ela, you have to answer like this. Yavama dechad yilakula. If you have a yavama like here, when the first brother died, so his wife, any brother could be miyabma. So at that time, it's called yavama that's chazi to you. Is a mela chazil miksasa. Even if you only go to make maimer a half of a like yibum, that maimer is koiner kinyan gomer. And lemaisa, she's your wife now, like it says in our Mishnah. And therefore, when the second sister falls to you, there's no mitzvah yibum. She's an erva to you. She's your wife's sister. But yivama, to lechazi lekula, lechaz lemitzasa. But yivama that's not chazi for the whole thing is not chaz lemitzasa. In other words, here where the two sisters already fell to you. So if the two brothers died already and now two sisters fall to you, you can't be miyabim either one of them. So since you're not going to make yibum, therefore we say even the maimer you make also doesn't help. So that's why it's good to mention before. When two brothers die and the two sisters fall together to the next two brothers, there's no way to give maimer first. They have to bedakl give chalitza. Because a maimer that you can't be kind of a kinyan gomer is not even kind of limitzosa. Now, boyi rabba, maimer le Beis Shammai, maimer according to Beis Shammai, nesuya noise or erisa noise. Let's say in a regular case where your brother dies, one brother, one wife, and he falls to the other brothers, and the brother now goes and makes a maimer. He gives a kest of kedushin is mekadesha. Now, we just said that Beis Shammai holds, when you're allowed to be miyabima, if you make maimer, you are kainer kinyan gomer, she's mamash your wife. So true, she's your wife. But how far did the kinyan go? Does it even make nesuyin, as if you had chuppah with her? Or yerisun, I said, no, it only makes erisun, not more. So Amalei answered back like this. Amalei Abaya, l'may hilchus, so what's the difference? For what do you want to know, what does maimer itself make? Ilay Maliyorsha, that if she dies, do you yashin her? A husband yashins his wife. Ulitamala, if she dies, if you're a kohen, if you're allowed to be metama, be Isaac in the kfura. Uyasulhof in the Doreho. If she called your wife completely, that if she makes a nether now, you're allowed to be made for the nether. Ulhof in the Doreho. If so, hashta arusa bialma. Tani Rebbe Chiya. Maduch by an arusa alone, a regular wife, where you made kedushin. Rebbe Chiya says, ishtoi arusa, an isha, that ishtoi, that you made an erusin and you made kedushin, even without making the suyin, loy oinein, v'loy metamala. You are not supposed to be an oinein for her, you have no din oinein, v'loy metamala. If you're a kohen, you're not allowed to be metamatua, if you only had erusin, that's all. Yavashi says, Hashte Arusa, the Kedushin di Dodi Araisa, Tony Rebbe Chiya, Eino Yorsha, you don't yashin your wife, So maime yevomim mid rabbonenu. So mashmi, even according to Beishamah now, we're only going maime is only mid rabbonen. To amid yiraisa yevom yovel lev koser rachamonu yivoi. So even according to Beishamah and Luchura, how could maime be better than the rabbonen de kedushin? Because mid yiraisa, we know the Torah says when you have a yevomah yovel lev, it's only mitzvahs bi and nothing else. So what's the question? How could you say if you make maimer it should be like a nesuyin? Like madach and arusim and yiraisa. You're not metama, so for sure a maimer, you're not metama to her. The same thing your wife, she, lo yenene, she has no din oining to the husband. So Rashi says it means to say lesser bekodeshim. Anoining, that means when you have a mace of your mashpacha, you have to take care of, you can't even catch him. So here, if your wife dies, or the husband dies, if they only had erison together, there's no denying. For loy metamis loy, and she, if she's a kahanis, she can't be metamis for her husband. Mesa, let's say she dies, ain't a yarsha, the husband does not yashana. If the husband only had erison with only kedushin, there's no din yerusha. Mesu, let's say he dies, goy v'ksubasa, then she collects a ksuba. Oved bo maimer. So mi boy, so if you only made maimer now, for sure it's nothing better than erusin midiraisa. So what's your question now to know if a maimer like midirabonin does it make nisuyin or does it only make erusin? Lo mayav kamina. So Gemara says v'yelo linya misiru l'chupa. So what? You have to make a chupa. My nisuyin oisev loy boy misiru l'chupa. So we say that maimer makes a kinyan mamish like nisuyin. You don't have to make a chupa anymore. You only have to make erison. It only makes erison. And boy, you have to give over. You need a mesir lechupa. You need. So that's the question. Omalais again. He answered back. Hashtu liyovid bo maimer. Madach. In a case we have a regular yivama where one brother died and the other brother did not make maimer yet. Ksiv the pasuk says yivama yover leha bar korcho. That you're allowed to be miyabima without her will, without her rutzun. You can stand be miyabima. See, if so, Ovid bo maimer mi boy, so if you made maimer with her, you got a little bit closer to her, for sure, like you can make nesuyin bar korcha. The advice says, the havamina here was, that you have to make a nesuyin, Rashi's bar korcha means, Rashi's bloy bori mesila chupa, the imbo aleha bar korcha bloy chupa koni. That was the question. If you make beer with her now, without a chupa, you koni rana. He said, why do you have to make nesuyin? The question is, do you have to make nisuyin with her rots and with her will? Or you could even do it by korcha, by forcing her. So we're answering, l'chura, for sure you could like have beer with her, force her, and be kind her. Like madach, if you didn't make maimer at all. A regular yivama. When your brother dies, her wife forced you, beer is you make kinyan. Even without her rots and without her will. So for sure, if you made maimer, for sure it doesn't make her worse. Zika, right. And even by Korcha, without her will also. So Amalais, he said like this, Shaniyem, I say like this, could be like Midrabonin. Whenever you make Maimer in your Yuvama, instead of making beer right away, first you give the Kedushin, is Alocha like Korcha Mimenu Zikas Yuvamin. It could be like Midrabonin, we look as if the Zika goes away right now, as if to say you're making Kedushin with her. V'chal Olei Zikas Erison. And it's chal upon her right now, the zikas of erison. You have to have an erison here. So that was the shalomai. We'll see. Later on, we'll see it is a hiddur. Right. Later on, we'll see it is a hiddur. You're supposed to do that way. But the shalom is, though, now, when you do it that way, midrabbanan, we look as if you make kedushin with it now. So you have to finish off the kedushin like any other kedushin. So when you make beer with it, it has to only be with the will, not by can't force her. That's the shalom. Can you force her with the beer of the nesuyin or not? So Toshima, come and bring your proof. The halacha is, Gemara Nedarim, Shemeris Yavim. In the case where your brother died, and his wife now is waiting for one of the brothers to be Miyavim her. Ben Yavim Echad, whether there's one brother alive, Ben Shnei Yavamin, whether there's two brothers alive. So your brother died, and his wife now falls in front of two brothers. Reb Lezer, why may Yafir? Reb Lezer says, either one of the two brothers can make for a nether. If she has a nether she made before when her husband was alive, when she's a Yavama now, the brothers could be made for it. Could say, no, we know it. It's no good to Nedim. It depends. Only if there's only one brother alive. Then you say, like, yay, Zika, like she's mamish married to you, and therefore you could be made for her Nedereha. But if there are two brothers alive, the two brothers, we don't know which one will really be Miyavma, so then we say, there's no din of... Then we say there's no din of afara. You can't be made for. Rabbi Kiva says, no, doesn't make a difference if there's one brother alive or there's two brothers alive. It doesn't make a difference. So this is the big machlokes, exactly what is zika. The one svar is you hold ain't zika at all, even though there's only one brother alive. One svar is when you have only one brother, we say yeh zika, but two brothers not. And the other svar is even with two brothers alive, still we say yeh zika. Tomorrow said like this now. The Vinum ball, if we come out like this, Bishlemer Rabbi Kiva Savar Ein Zika, Bishlemer and Sin Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika, Afilu Lechad, even though there's only one brother alive now, but it does know from this Kinyan of Zika. You're not married to her at all, therefore you can't be made for her Nadarim. The Locher is only your husband could be made for a takeaway her Nadarim, but somebody else can't. Rabbi Yeshua Lechad Ye Zika Letrei Ein Zika, it's also good. There's only one brother alive, like we know she's Aymet for him. It's called Yezika, you're attached to already. But if there are two brothers alive, we don't know which one you go to, we ordain Zika. Elam Rab Leza, according to Rab Leza, Nina midikasava Yeziki, even though he holds Yezika, Bishlei Malachad Mefer. Elam Latreyamai. But if there are two brothers alive now, so there's one wife, false, or two brothers, how could either one of the two be Mefer? Like neither of them is a complete Bailam. You can't have two husbands. So the Chura, neither of them is a complete husband. So how could either one be Mefer? V'yomer Rabami, Hocha B'mai Eskini, you know what we're talking about over here? Who going the Ovid B'maimer, Uvei Shamahi. That true, the one wife, one brother died. So his wife fell to two brothers now. And we're talking about now that one brother made Maimer. And it goes according to Be'i Shamai Shita. The Yomah Maimer Koine Kinyin Gomer. According to Be'i Shamai, Maimer is a good Kinyin. So therefore it's like this. Iyam with Bishleim and Nesuyin Oysa. Bishleim, if you want to say it, makes Nesuyin Mishim Ochi Mefer. Therefore it's good. Why the din is, according to Rabbi Leza, the husband, the Baal, the Yavim now could be Mefer. Because the Mamish like Nesuyin. Eliyam, but if you want to tell me, Erison Oysa, that even after you make Maimer with the Yavama, you gave a cast of Kedushin. It's only like you have Kedushin with it and nothing more. Hechi Motzi Mefer, how could you be Mefer then? For your Tanam, we learned like this. Nara Amarosa. If you have a Nara, a young girl, it's only 12 years old, a Nara Amarosa. She has Kedusha, she's Mekudish to a man, Amarosa. The Locha of Viha of Baila Meferendo de Reha. The Locha is a father or her husband, or Viha, the father U Bailel, and the husband together, Meferendo de Reha. But you need two people together. The husband can't do it by himself. Or Viha U Baila Meferendo de Reha. Because clearly with Kedusha alone, you can't be made for by yourself. You have to come on to the husband, you have to come on to the father also. And here it's mashma that the Yavim himself could be made for the Nedarim. So it's a right that the Yavim, since you hold Maimer, there are two brothers here now. So you hold, really, you can't say Yezik is so strong. So you have to come on to Maimer. So you see, Maimer makes it like more than you're only married to her, but Amamish makes it like you have Nesuyin, you have the Chuppah ready. So this Gemara says, Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, my Mefer, Mefer B'shutfis, here also, who said the Yavim by himself? Could be Mater, Mefer, his wife, his Yavam is Neder. It could be Nedareha. Could be also, you need the father of her and the Yavim. Because the Yavim is only like a Baal that has Kedushin with her, nothing more. And when you have a husband that only has Kedushin with his wife, the Lacher is the husband could be Mefer the Nedarim with the father. But without the father, he can't do it. For the Gemara, the Rebbe Lezer, the Yama Maimel of Beisham Me'ein Koina. According to Rebbe Lezer, that holds that according to Beisham, Maimel is not Koina. Doesn't really make her to be your wife. It only helps enough that if the next sister falls to you, there's no mitzvah yibam on the next sister. Your wife doesn't become also mishum achos ishtoi. The second sister doesn't fall to you, only the first sister. The loch is done, but you're not kind of kinyan gomers. If so, am I made for b'shutvis? Why could even be made for b'shutvis? The chori, she's not really your wife. Homoloch Rebbe Lezem, ey mo diyamur ano eina koina ela litchos letzor bovat. When do I say that Maimer does not make it like you kind of your wife? It only helps to push away the second sister. When do I say that? That only means the loisagila begita. That means after you gave you Yavama, your brother's wife, Maimer, you can't stop get rid of her now with only giving her a get. Elaboy na michalitza. But avada, you have to give a chalitza also. Because there is some zika left. It's not completely like your wife completely. But lahof in the Dorel miyamrinon. But the Gabi, at first the Dorel, you could be made for the Dorel. So since she made Maimer could even contemplate that really is carrying her kinyan this much, that she's your wife now, that you could be made for the Dorel, you and the father. Even though he says it's not a kinyan gomer, that only means that you can't just get rid of her with a get. You have to still give a chalitza. There is some zika left. But I call upon the other Shiloh. Nageya, if you could be made for the Dorel, yes, she have a kinyan, she's called your wife. Therefore, there's no stira. But before you say another terrorist is like this. Before you say Omaloch Rebelozo Ulrav Nachman Rab Yitzchak Menicha. Even the court of Nachman Rab Yitzchak is a good. Mi Ketani Yifru, does it say that two of them together, so the Yovim and the father, it does it together. Yofra Ketani, it's Mashma one by himself. Mashma the Yovim by himself could be made from the Doriho. Sends back to Kasha, how could Maima be better than a regular Kedushin that doesn't make you could do it by yourself? So Moran says, Elohochi b'mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here, Sha'om Dabedin, that they had it, went to Bezdin already, they went to Apsak Bezdin already. And the Rabbanan said that you should know, like they went to a din already, like the Bezdin told the Yavam, how come you're not doing Mitzvah Yibum? And they passed less upon him that since you're waiting so long, you have to feed her now. It's up to you to give her Mezoinus. Mezoinus Mishaloi, you have to feed her. Once you have to feed her, then you could be made for her in the Dorehel. Why? Ukud Rav Pinchas Mishmei Derova. The Yom Rav Pinchas Mishmei Derova. Kol HaNoideres, Aldas, the Baili Noideres. That's the cloud. They call an Aderis, whoever makes a neder, when a wife makes a neder, the reason why the husband could be made for it, take it away, is of course when she made the neder, she only did it on the condition that the husband agrees with it. Now who's called the husband? Husband means the one that feeds her. So if you tell me now with Yavama, or Yavam, this brother, that didn't make Yibam, and Bezdin asked him why not, and he didn't have a good reason. So Bezdin says, from now on you have to start feeding her. Once you have to start feeding her, that automatically makes it to any neder that she makes now, she makes the condition only if you agree. And when you don't agree, you could annul it, you could take away the neder. Rashi says, Uposkulem Ezoidis Mishaloi, Ketan Lekamo Macholitz, Omad Bedin Uborach, if you tell the Yavim to din and he runs away, Nizoinis Mishal Yavim, the Yavim has to pay money for it. To Mehashta Bailhu, Vialdaita Nadera Samanashi Yirtsa. It's said it like, she is his husband. And if she is his wife, the Yavama now is married to the Yavama is married now to the Yavam, and therefore, on any neder she makes is only on his conditions, therefore it can be made for him. So the Dara Mekitzu is a different halacha. Even though you're not mamish, Mekudish Torah, Midiraisa, and for sure you don't have Nisuyin, but Nagar to the Svara, when you can be made for neder, it's totally who feeds her. Whoever feeds her, he can be made for the neder. Because she makes it on the condition that he's nicha with it.